It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the filling of retail vacancies in Southern Marin. You may have noticed as you travel around Southern Marin that there are an increasing number of vacant retail spaces in our area. Given the economic climate, such vacancies are not surprising, but if allowed to continue, are not healthy for other retail in the area. I'm going to tell you what I would do if I were the landlord of one of these vacant spaces. At the end of the show, I will suggest ways you can assist in making the retail in your area more vibrant. Making a go of a retail business is a daunting task, as profit margins are typically thin, and the smallest disruption can flip a business upside down. So we should not be surprised to see vacant retail spaces as a result of the extended recession. We see these vacancies on main streets, on side streets, and in shopping centers. What surprises me, however, is that landlords allow these spaces to remain dark, frequently for extended periods. Think of the messages a dark retail space sends to you. Typically, you think either the prior retail tenant has failed or relocated to a better location, and that the current location has some problem since no new shop has occupied the space. These are not good messages for a landlord to be sending. There are a number of reasons for a retailer to close or relocate, and many have nothing to do with the landlord or the location. But yet there is an air of failure coming from a dark retail space. If the vacancy is allowed to continue too long, the air of failure can transform into a perceived curse on the location. It is pretty easy to do nothing and wait for the next broker or retail tenant to come knocking on your door. But in today's environment, you may be waiting a long time. Some years ago, a candidate for city council said he would hold open houses at the vacant spaces to get them rented. I have never been much of a believer in open houses, even for residential properties, and truly doubt such events would secure new tenants, particularly in today's market. So let me tell you what I would do if I were the landlord of one of these vacant spaces. The retail world calls it a temporary or percentage rent lease. In short, I would agree to take a percentage of whatever sales the tenant achieves. Your immediate reaction is probably, "Wow, that's pretty risky. What if the tenant doesn't have any sales?" But whoa now, remember that the space is currently vacant, and I, as the landlord, am not getting any revenue at all from the location. Something, even if risky, is better than nothing. But it is not quite that simple to strike a percentage rent deal with a tenant. There is the small matter of making the store look presentable so the new retailer has a fighting chance at success. This is where creativity comes into play. A good retailer will have a sense of how to make her or his space inviting without spending much money. We have all been in restaurants or stores where the application of paint and creative use of lighting can create dramatic spaces on a tight budget. Add a splash of color, hopefully from the retailer's offerings for sale, and you can create a space in which people will spend money. Thus, the temporary lease becomes a retail experiment as to whether the retailer's offerings meet a consumer need. The lease may become a more permanent one if the retailer experiences good success. At the least, the landlord has light, color, and activity in what was previously a cold, dark space. The landlord may have transformed a black hole into a space attractive to a more permanent tenant in the long run. A temporary lease is not a complicated thing. Retail brokers are generally aware of tenants with a good retail strategy, but not the track record to convince a landlord to sign a long-term lease. You yourself may have a good idea for a retail store, but don't want to commit to a big lease until you test your idea. So a percentage rent lease may be good for you and for the landlord. With a little sweat and creativity, it is possible to reverse the image of a failing retail area and have some fun in the process. So what can you do? Encourage your government officials to get hands-on and encouraging landlords to fill vacant spaces. If the locale has any laws or regulations which hinder such temporary leasing, point these encumbrances out and tell the officials it is time to breathe some vitality into our retail areas. It is not the time to sit back and hope something good will happen. We all have to do our bit to bring our retail back alive. Well, that's my show for today. Next week, we'll look into the growing revolt against the housing element numbers generated by the Association of Bay Area Governments and how you can join the fun. So please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.